Main radio stations add disclaimer to misleading Democrat Sarah Gideon campaign ads. By Ashley Oliver on November 2, 2020. Multiple radio stations were forced to add a disclaimer to an advertisement sponsored by Maine Democrat Senate candidate Sarah Gideon after it was brought to the radio station's attention that the advertisement, targeting Senator Susan Collins, Army, was deceiving to the point that it could violate campaign laws. The ad, airing on radio stations in the final days of the high-stakes Senate race, deceptively simulates an objective news report created by the radio stations when in reality it is a negative campaign ad paid for by Gideon's campaign. Listen. In the above example, Bangor's classic rock station I-95 exits to commercial, and the first commercial is Gideon's campaign ad. While the ad begins with a disclaimer, "I'm Sarah Gideon running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Sarah Gideon for Maine," the ad confusingly switches to a male radio host saying, "Okay, we're back. With election day fast approaching, big news today in the race for Senate. For more on that, we go to Kate Piper in the newsroom." A phony news report then proceeds in the voice of a female reporter with the attack ad against Collins, saying, "That's right." Investigative reporters at ProPublica writing that newly uncovered emails reveal in 2017 Senator Susan Collins protected a controversial tax break for Wall Street. It looks like this is a story that will continue to unfold. Then, the same male radio host comes back, saying, "Thanks Kate, back in a minute, after a word from our sponsors," followed by the next commercial. Upon discovering the ad, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, intervened with a legal notice to radio stations because of how the ad could trick listeners, especially if they were to turn on the radio station midway through the ad without having heard Gideon's disclaimer at the beginning. One radio station told Breitbart News on Monday that the ad had made the station uncomfortable to the point that it doubled up on its own disclaimers on the ad, placing clarification at the end of it about who had paid for it and that the proceeding was a simulated news report. "Over the weekend, we became uncomfortable with the positioning of the disclosure at the beginning of the spot, so we added a paid-for disclosure to the end," Mix 107.9 President Jay Hansen said. "It felt insufficient, so around 7 a.m. this morning, we added the additional line about the simulated news report." Channel X Radio President Richard Chandler told Breitbart News its station addressed the issue by adding an independent announcement that this is not a bona fide newscast by this radio station to the beginning of the ad. The NRSC legal notice, obtained by Breitbart News, identified the concerns with the Gideon advertisement and the potential Federal Election Commission and Federal Communications Commission violations. The notice said, in part, "In the final 48 hours before Election Day, Sarah Gideon's campaign has purchased time on radio stations across the state of Maine to air a false advertisement concerning United States Senator Susan Collins that is deceptively formatted as a news broadcast in order to purposefully mislead listeners into believing that the ad is 1. Objective reporting filed by journalists affiliated with your station and 2. sponsored by the commercial advertiser whose advertisement happens to air immediately following Gideon's ad, in direct violation of federal election law. By airing Gideon's advertisement that is styled as a news broadcast and concludes with the line back in a minute after a word from our sponsors, each commercial advertiser whose ad airs following Gideon's ad is falsely labeled as a sponsors of a federal candidate ad. As you know, federal election law clearly prohibits corporations from republishing candidate campaign materials including candidate ads. See 52 U.S.C. Section 30118 and 11 CFR Section 109.23a. Moreover, the ad fails to comply with the Federal Communication Commission's sponsorship identification requirements that require an advertisement fully and fairly disclose the true identity of the person on whose behalf such payment is made or promised. Although Gideon's ad carries the candidate disclaimers at the outset, the ad's reference to sponsors whose word will immediately follow the ad confuses the Gideon disclaimers. Put more simply, the ad is a cynical ploy designed to deceive your listeners as to the true identity of the ad sponsor. General Media Partners, a broadcasting representative, confirmed that Mix 107.9 is mentioned above, along with Cruise and Country 93.5 and AM station WSKW, had all acted after receiving the notice from the NRSC by tagging Gideon's ad with independent disclaimers. Gideon's campaign did not immediately respond to request for comment. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.